This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting responses on Twitter. I'm at Grant H. Paulson.
Yours truly, that's me. That's me. It's LBD. No, it's Danny. I'm at Funny Danny.
You guys are agreeing with us that there is a little bit less excitement this week post-Redskins win than there generally is in town. We're asking you why. At 800-636-1067. I promised you the update on Sua Cravens. Somebody screen grabbed his Snapchat and sent it to me. It's a picture of Sua Cravens with his shirt off, posing and flexing. He's got like his muscle like flexed with his hand behind his head. It's a weird pose. All tatted up all over his stomach and chest. And it says, "Your boy weighed in at 207 today." Eye-popping emoji. "I see he's making a change, huh?" Now, if you're curious, he's listed at about 225 pounds on NFL.com, meaning he's down 18 pounds since, I guess, he walked away from the team a few weeks ago. So he's saying, "Your boy weighed in at 207 today. I see he's making a change." Maybe saying he's taking some of his playing weight from playing safety off. I have no idea what he's talking
slimming
about.
Slimming down so he can look nice in street clothes. I guess that's his plan. I don't know, man. If we do find out that, again, I have to keep saying the same thing with all the regular caveats. If we do find out there's actually something serious, I've got plenty of sympathy and empathy ready to go. Until then, until proven otherwise, this just seems like an immature person that isn't aware of his actions, isn't aware of the repercussions at this stage. There we go. It's just another one. I would maybe refrain for a little while.
No Sua Cravens rest of the season so far. DeShazer Everett looked good in week one, and a lot more Monte Nicholson, who played a ton in week two. And
good.
Both of those guys performed admirably. One has been playing with the Redskins as a safety for some of two seasons. The other is a mid-round draft pick and a rookie in Nicholson out of Michigan State. No Mason Foster potentially this week against the Raiders. Does not bode well against one of the best, highest octane, most prolific, and dynamic offenses in the league. Why is there not more excitement this week? I think it's because Redskins fans are worried about the Raiders and the Chiefs coming up. Let's go to Sean in Fort Washington. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm pretty good. I think it started before that. I think it started with the Botch Cousins and McLuhan situation. And we had our one off-season pickup of Terrell Pryor that they sold us as all excitement. And then he drops passes in game one. And I think a lot of people just checked out. I mean, my bowling league, no one's talking about the Redskins. No one's talking about it at work. It's the dead topic now.
That's just what it feels like. I wish I had better words. I wish I had quantifiable metrics, Grant, where I could go, here's the data point, here's the data point. We don't have local TV ratings accessible to us yet. Those will come out pretty soon when the league starts getting that data released. League-wide, we've got things where ratings are down all over the place. Sunday Night Football's done worse than it has in some years. Thursday Night Football continues to kind of struggle just relative to its own strength and kind of what it established. So we don't know locally specifically. It's that elusive word. It's hard to quantify, but buzz. It just doesn't feel like there's a lot of energy around the Redskins. People still care. They're still invested. That's clear. But there's just no excitement. There's a cap to it.
He mentioned Pryor. I would double down with Doxson and Cousins, who, as J.P. Finley said when he was on the show, has played at such a high level the last couple years. Much better in week two than in week one. But hasn't lit it up by any means. Hasn't broken out through two games. Passing the football is exciting and it's fun. And people have gotten used to the Redskins being a pretty exotic passing offense with a ton of big plays. The win over the Rams, which I'll take ugly, sloppy, run-first wins over any kind of fun 500-yard passing shootout losses, was not as fun as some of the games that they played last year. I don't know if that's part of it, but I do think there's something to be said for people like seeing you sling the football around, and when you're not able to throw it, and there is so much conversation about the quarterback or Doxson, who's not performing, or Pryor, who's disappointed, I do think that that matters because those are some of the marquee players on the team, and that's the most obvious noticeable thing when you turn on a game more than how a guard and a tackle are pulling on counter Trey. Joe in Manassas, what's up?
Hey, Joe.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Good, pal.
Good.
So I want to say, yeah, there's no buzz out here on these streets. I swear there's nothing. I mean, it's dead. And I have a feeling, like the last caller said, you can go down the list of things, man. McLuhan, the Cousins deal, Bruce Allen. I mean, Terrell Pryor dropping balls. I mean, everything just a culmination of things, man. There's no buzz in my friends. It's dead. And then it sucks, but it is what it is, man.
John,
Dan Snyder made his bed, let him lay in it.
I think you said it really, really well. It's so anecdotal, and this is what I'm trying to quantify. I know I keep saying the same thing over and over, and I apologize, but I grew up in Washington, D.C. I went to kindergarten through college in D.C. All of my lifelong buddies are diehard Redskins fans that care so much. There is no conversation among them about the Redskins at all. It's Nationals playoff roster stuff. It's the, you know, are the, how big a step back are the Caps going to take. The occasional, you know, hey, I hope they get Cousins signed because he's likable. I mean, this is among a group of 20 or so guys that we lived and breathed this thing for years. That was how we saw each other a lot of times and would commiserate across the country and get involved in this sort of thing. No, everybody's apathetic, and I don't know why. That's what I don't know.
Let's go to Jenny in Columbia on the fan. Hey, Jenny.
Jenny.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
I was running.
Listen, I think, again, I'm like you. I've lived and breathed Redskins generations deep, right? We're cautiously optimistic. We've had such rough years lately that you can't get too excited about one win. It's like, you guys got to show us that you can do it over the long haul and that there's a progressive, doing better, right? Like, not just one game. It's not going to do it for one game. But we're still fans. I'm still here. I still watch.
There you go.
We still die hard.
I actually think that's a really smart, good call, and I appreciate you making it. What I would say, though, is the rationality that you speak to, fans are fanatical and in a lot of ways irrational. If that's the case, then it just started this season. Like, typically, after a win, everyone goes nuts. After a couple wins, they're going to the Super Bowl. After a loss, everyone does lose their minds. We saw that in week one.
Yes.
When they lost to the Eagles, there were people talking about them going 3-13. I think you and a lot of people picked them to lose to the Rams and to be 0-4.
I did.
The season's already coming apart at the seams after four quarters, and they almost won that game. So my point is, normally you get that when it's bad, and then you get overreactionarily positive when it's good. But the pendulum didn't swing back this time. It felt like it just swung back to neutral, where now you're just waiting to get kicked in the teeth again. Normally you go from the very low on a loss to a very high on a win. But it's a good call. He's Andy, I'm Tom, Saturday morning.
whatever. Look, I think it's ratings worldwide that could have something to do with it. But I also think this, too. I think with the Redskins, I think it's what the first caller and a lot of people have said. I think it's a Scott McLuhan situation. I think it's the Kirk Cousins. And see, here's the thing. I think it's the way Kirk Cousins played on Sunday. Because even though they won running the ball, if he wants the super contract that he keeps talking about, and this is what people aren't saying, so I'm going to say it when people aren't going to say, he didn't look like Kirk Cousins on Sunday. I'll just say that. And that may be why people aren't so excited. If Jay is going to play that way, then it is going to be a long year for them. You guys do a great show, man. Love talking to you.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, as always. I was like when Mark calls. I guess I sort of see the point that I would take out of that is I'm perfectly happy, by the way, with the way they won that football game. Running it the way that they did, not asking Cousins to do all that much. That's great. That's a better recipe than throw it 45 times a week if you can pull it off. But maybe to the point that Cousins hasn't looked as in sync going down the football field. Remember, they had the most passes of 25 or more yards last year in the entire league.
Right.
That hasn't been the case this year. That well has dried up significantly. I think it's the personnel changes on the outside more than anything else, and maybe a pass pro that's struggled to sustain a little bit more than we thought they would. So maybe there's a ceiling feeling to it where you go, yeah, but when we've got to throw it, we can't, maybe?
But the part of that I agree with, though, is I don't feel as good about the rest of this season because their passing game has not been in sync. Now, he's centering it around Cousins. He's saying that Cousins didn't look like Cousins. I would say, yeah, he has not played very well. Their passing game hasn't looked like their passing game.
Agreed.
He dropped back once to throw a deep shot to Josh Docks on a play-action boot that is one of the staples of this offense over the last few years when they've made big plays down the field when he's had a lot of time to throw, and he got crushed on the back of his drop. He had a 60-yard deep shot into the end zone to Terrell Pryor that was dropped in the end zone in the first week of the season where there was a holding penalty, or else that would have been a sack too, by the way. So it's not like that the throws and the plays have not been there. It's a small sample, and they haven't made them. But, yeah, I think the lack of passing game success is a huge reason that the excitement is down, because that's part of the most exciting thing that the Redskins do. 800-636-1067, some good responses so far. Why aren't people more giddy after a Week 2 win, a 1-1 record? We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.